if you ain't putting in no work, ain't nothing gonna come out of it. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So I'm happy you was available. I appreciate you.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm ready to introduce you to my fans, you know what I'm saying? Let them know about you, you know what I'm saying? The realness of the bars, the longevity of putting it down, you know what I'm saying?
Real.
Shout outs to my nigga Most Wanted here today. You feel me? I appreciate it. We working. It's good work.
Here. Appreciate you bringing me on to the podcast. You feel me? Definitely appreciate the opportunity for letting me, you know, like you said, put some light on me with your fans. So I appreciate
you
that.
You been shining. Like, real shit. Like, when I seen the studio in the room before niggas was doing like internet studio shit. Not like that. Niggas making their own beats. Niggas putting their own songs together. Nigga, this was like what? If we put time on like 6 years ago.
It's for sure been since 2012. Nigga, been had like an official little studio in there. But before that, I even had like, even since 2010, I had like little laptop, fucking regular USB mic. You feel me? I just kept gradually building it. Then I had that little setup like that where everybody like, oh, you got a studio.
But before
that, I was recording in my mom's room at first, nigga. I use her desktop. I just plug my little USB mic when she going at work. Hurry up, go record.
Yeah.
Get up out of there, you feel me? But yeah, that's where it really started.
What was the... No, go ahead. Well, like, cause I was going to ask you, like, I used to have... you ever heard of Audacity?
I was using Nuendo. I started recording, it was Nuendo 4. That's when I started recording. Nuendo 4, some bullshit-ass recording program. But that's what the homies was using, so I'm like, all right, I'm going to use this. That's all I know about, so... I just started with that. Then I started learning more about it. Like, all right, Pro Tools, where it's at. Put me Fruity Loops for beats. Like, it just shit like that.
When did, like, all right. Damn, because wasn't it still MP3 when like, not like that, before iPod? Like, iPod and shit was really, like, cracking? Like, maybe.
I mean, yeah, kind of, but shit, it was iPods out when I was recording. Okay. But niggas wasn't really on Apple Music like
that's
that.
What I'm,
that's
okay.
The thing. People wasn't on Apple Music, so I was giving out CDs still. I mean, I was giving out CDs or, go check my link, SoundCloud. You feel me? That always been around. But I was really just giving out CDs.
Damn. Yeah,
that's what it was on me.
Damn, so...
Like, writing on all of them, writing the title, writing that shit in my room, writing the title, printing out the covers, putting that shit in the CD case, here you go.
What was your first CD? What was the...
My first actual mixtape was Sitting on Mercury.
Sitting
on Mercury, yeah. That was the first actual one I put this out, pushed that.
Yeah.
Up Sitting on Mercury.
What was the track list? Like 4, 5, 10?
It was 12.
Oh, you was really like, was you really 12. Put that shit in there.
Actually, it was probably 10, because I had a plan to do 10, like 10 each tape. But I'm thinking that one was 12 for some reason. Yeah. It was for sure double digit, though.
That's what's up. What was that like? What was the energy in that when you first put that out?
The energy on Sitting on Mercury, that was just, everything was new to me. I ain't going to lie. Like, cause I was getting a lot of feedback, because I was putting out songs, like just like recorded songs and letting people hear, but I never put out a project. So I'm like, all right, if I put something out, I wonder what people are going to say. Let me really put some shit out when it's all me. This is my first time where it's like, it's all me on a project. I was doing shit with the homies, like, just recording, you know, here and there, making music. But people were telling me, like, nigga, you tight. So I'm like, all right, let me try it out. So this was just, it was fresh. I was anxious. I wondered what I'm, like, the feedback. I was a little antsy about it, wondering how people going to react to it, but... I was still hyped because I knew, like, all right, I'm coming with some shit. You feel me? So,
because you always, like, you have bars. Like, not even that you had, but you still have bars.
Yeah, you got bars.
Yeah, so, like...
That's true.
Doing the, like... So, who got you, like, what got you into rapping to even, you know, go from features to putting out your first mixtape?
You wanna know? Alright, so I mean, I started rapping as a kid, a teenager, just fucking around like me, my brother, and my boy Rio. He's supposed to be here, but I don't know where this nigga at.
Okay.
We used to be just making songs as kids.
Looking for Rio.
We used to be making songs as kids, just messing around. Like in our first song, it was called Pimpin'.
Okay.
It was nigga teenager shit. Yeah. But we started with that, and then from there, I didn't do nothing. I knew I could rap. And then, I started recording again around 17, cause he was going to King Drew.
Shout out to King Drew.
Yeah, and I was going downtown.
What school?
Downtown Magnet High School, business school.
Okay, shout out to Downtown Magnet.
And then it's crazy how life works. So I'm going downtown with an engineer, and while he going to King Drew, he bringing friends over here. So I'm meeting people and shit. And I was doing music with one of these cats. We made our own little group. It was just two of us.
Right.
So little did I know, these niggas is cousins. The engineer and the nigga I work with. So we get to the studio, and it's my boy, and I'm like, oh, it's just all love. So from there, I really start recording. Like 17, I did my first actual solo song. What? That shit was called The Undertaker.
The Undertaker.
Because the motherfucker, like.
Wait.
To me, it was weak. That? To me, it was weak as fuck. Like, it's tight, but it's like, it was like, alright, you still had to learn how to build the song.
Okay.
You feel me?
Okay.
So it needed work, but it was cool for back then. But
right.
If I listen to it now, I'll be laughing at myself.
That's that Undertaker, nigga. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking I'm about to see a nigga rise up, you know what I'm saying, with the hat on.
That's basically what it's about. It's about some shit like that. Like, yeah. It was cool, though. Undertaker.
That was like meeting at the crossroads?
Nah, hell no.
I'm like, well, not like, you know, but just like, you know, how that was
standing. I mean, it had it. The hook was a deep voice, so
it was
a little different. But I don't know what the fuck kind of music I was making. I had to find my lane. That's what it was. I was making songs, trying to figure myself out as an artist. Feel me? So that's all it was. That's when I started. 17 for real. When I really started recording, like, all right, I'm gonna make some music.
Who?
So that's the shit. 10 years now for sure. About to be 11 years.
10 years in the game.
Bro, yeah, but making music for the show 10 years, like recording myself, listening to myself, hearing myself on the track for the show 10 years.
That growth, for real,
it's a long time.
I'm saying, like,
that's long ass time.
That's a decade, dog.
Yeah, I didn't even realize it till like right now. Like, damn, nigga, really been, man, that's a lot. That's too long. I need more progress. That's too long.
It's nothing, but it show you can put up 1,000 shots in practice before you come to the game and just start shooting air balls. You feel me? You put up your 1,000 shots. You know what I mean?
Sure, like, get to the quarter, just bucket. Yeah, that's true.
Come
for
on,
real.
Man. Like, yeah. All work is good work. You know, just because they don't see it, don't mean it ain't happening.
Yeah, count. It all count.
For real. That's dope. Yeah. That's dope. Who was some of your inspirations in terms of like rappers? Like who inspired your style? Who inspired?
I mean, I listen to everything. Like, I used to always switch favorite artists as a kid. I used to be, oh, that's my favorite artist. I hear new song. Oh, that's my favorite artist. Like,
yeah,
I used to just
be
liking music, period. Feel me? But it jumped from everybody. From I was on Snoop Dogg at one point, Ludacris at one point. You feel
Man,
me?
Man, like, Luda, for real.
Yeah, I was on a whole bunch of people. Then I went through my underground phase. I was just all underground shit nobody knew about. That's where I really got my bars from.
Really?
Listen, I just thought gang of underground shit. And a lot of New York shit, too, I ain't gonna lie. A lot of old school New York shit I listen to.
Okay.
A whole bunch of underground shit, bro. I went, like, through them little, I think, like, from 17 to, like, 16 and 20 for sure. I was listening to a lot of underground, like just I was studying music hard.
Really?
That's what I did. I studied a lot of music. Mm-hmm. Feel me? So that's why I just went deep dive and listen to niggas' album, listen to how they construct their shit, how they put their skits, like how they just play with the verses and shit, how they use their wordplay, different flows, different cadences. And I would just eat off all of that shit. And that's why I was just writing so hard back then. Like, honestly, lately, I ain't been doing that as much. I feel like I gotta put that fire back in my shit. Like, I still got it, but I feel like old me would chew up the me right now.
What?
What? So I've been trying to beat myself. That's what I've been trying to do.
Of course. That's the only person you should be in competition with.
Yeah, I've been trying to get back to like, all right, yeah, that's that shit. You feel me? Because I've been feeling like, that shit hard, but I can come harder. You feel me?
Damn.
That's what I've been on though, but inspirations, a whole bunch of underground, Jedi Mind Tricks, Immortal Technique, Gangstar, some New York shit, for sure, Snoop, Dre, Cube, Eminem.
Right.
Everybody, bro, like just good music. Reggae, Bob Marley for sure, Buju. Like, I got a wide background in music. It ain't just rap.
So you pulling from all of that to come up with your shit. That's why it hit. Like, you got a one song, that Purple Waves, ooh, my nigga, hey, I'm digging.
Nigga, I made that song when I was 21, bro. I'm 28, about to be 28. I made that when I was 21.
That shit still hit.
Purple Waves, yeah.
Like, to use, mm-hmm. If y'all ain't heard that shit, go listen to that shit. It's on SoundCloud. at the end of the day, it's the vibe is nice, my nigga. So that's why it's like.
That's that genuine sample too. Yeah, that shit cold. Hey, Purple Haze is hard.
Come on, man. You went in on that.
Good luck, I appreciate it.
Nah, for real. But, so underground shit was like where you really started, like, developing that style and shit.
Yeah, that's where I started to really, like, all right, you gotta say some shit. You feel me? Like, yeah. I was listening to regular radio, West Coast music, but it's like, don't keep it 100. West Coast got lyricists, but it's a different delivery as far as lyricists. You know what I mean? I would just try to incorporate everything to get a wider variety of audience. You feel me? Like, I ain't just trying to aim towards this crowd or aim towards that crowd. I'm trying to be on the global market, like on some universal type shit. Hell play my shit on Mars or something.
Man, for real,
like,
for real. That's, nigga, sitting on Mercury, the name I wanted to ask you, like, how did you go so deep so early?
My plan was. I went off track with the plan of my tapes. Nobody noticed, but I was gonna drop. I was gonna go through all the planets. Sitting on Mars, Mercury, Earth. You feel me? And I had subtitles for all of them. Sitting on Mercury, I called it Sitting on Mercury, the first flight, my first tape. On the first flight.
Wow.
Sitting on Venus, subtitle for that. Sitting on Earth was gonna be a reality check. You feel me? Like,
That's like, you could drop 10 albums of some hard shit because they all could hit different. Yep.
That's what it was.
I can't wait for that shit to come out. Oh, my mama.
I might go back with that. Cause I got shit lined up right now. I got tapes that's written, but it ain't going off of them. That title. So.
Hey, that's all right, dog. That's really showing that you really like putting in that groundwork. What was your first rap album that you bought?
That's a good question. The first album I actually bought by myself, like I went to go get what I tried to get. Cause I tried to like, all right, so I had a funny story. When I was a kid, I just spent a lot of time in Hollywood with my brother and my dad. I tried to get him to buy me that Doggy Style album. He seen the cover, he wasn't fucking with it. Put that shit back. Feel me? So I tried to get, that's the first album I tried to get. The first album I really bought on my own was Get Rich or Die Trying. I was 12 years old, bro. I rode my bike down there to the motherfucking CD store.
Yeah.
And bought the CD. I was banging that shit. Get Rich or Die Trying. Then I bought that Ludacris album, Word of Mama. Then I had Chopper album. Nobody probably remember Chopper Style.
What?
I had Chopper album.
What?
Yeah, his album was cool.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was straight.
To go from 50 to Luda to Chopper, like, all storytellers in their own right.
Yeah.
I don't know so much about Chopper, me personally, but 50 and Luda for sure.
Yeah.
But then also, like, Luda don't cuss that much.
I guess that's why all of that's incorporated in my shit. Like, I can hear Luda in my shit on how I deliver some bars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because Luda, he got a strong ass voice and he drag his words, you feel me? So I can hear that in some of my shit, like, all right. Like,
he played
his voice a lot. Like, he play a lot, like, you feel me, with his cadence. So everything is really all incorporated in my shit. I'm just like a fucking multi monster.
Nah, artist, for real. You feel me? For real.
Old school to. Even music coming out now, like, from down south to the bay, from the east to the west, bro, I just fuck with music, period.
Yeah. Damn. Nigga, because now that you say that, Doug, like, I don't know, like, you learn more about an artist when you really hear the shit that they like to listen to.
Yeah.
Nigga, Bob Marley and other, like, on that level, music like that, reggae, like, who are some of your, like, reggae that you like?
Bob, Buju, Barris Hammond, Sean Paul got some cold little shit too. Beanie Man, like, I was raised off that shit, bro. Like, I was, bro.
What's your background? What? Belizean. Okay.
Yeah, Belizean one. Like, I was listening to that since he was a kid. I'm Belizean, you feel me?
Yeah,
I'm Belizean.
Yeah.
My grandma from Honduras, people want to know. And my mom and my dad from Belize, so I was raised off reggae and rap, even country music, like, me and my stepdad. But my dad was a DJ, so I'm been
music in your heart.
I've been playing the piano. I started playing the piano as a kid. Like, he used to get us shit, like, being guitar center every day, just fuck around with the drums and shit. Like, I spent a lot of time around music. A whole lot.
My nigga, you know how to get down a little bit on the piano?
Yeah, I make beats.
Yeah, but you know, for nigga to say piano, that's like classical shit. You know,
people look at classic. I fuck with classic. I rap. All right. So maybe I was like 21. I did an interview with this female, my homegirl. We went to high school. And she brought this YouTube analyst out there with me. Some shit I was, like, YouTube was really starting to pop, and he was telling me how to get shit popping. He was telling me a trick is to rap over a different type of beat besides rap, like, besides the whole rap genre. So I went and wrote just some classical shit.
What?
It was like a jazz classical beat. That shit sound hard, though. But, I like, so I fuck with everything. Like, just to broaden your mind type shit. Like,
stop playing.
See how you can rap.
Yeah.
That shit hard. What's the name of the beat? It's a black saxophone player. I forgot the name right now.
And sax is like one. Women love the sax, dog. Women love the sax. Shit. We like it too, but they be like, oh, that it sounds so great. Like,
yeah.
Man, I wish I learned how to. Shout out to all the saxophone playing niggas. They
yeah, I like to play instruments. Like, I just love music. I like the process of it.
You play anything else besides piano? I know you said drums.
Nah. I can fuck around with shit. Like, okay. I want to learn, but I don't know how to play like. Good like that, you feel me? But I can fuck around with everything.
Right, as long as you can pick it up, shit. Most people, they say people who can play music, they brain think a little bit faster and they learn it, like, no, instruments. I just say instruments, period. You know what I mean?
But
that's damn, bro. That's what's up, bro. That's it stand out as how you able to pull from so much, your background, the people around you, your experience, what you touch.
A whole lot, like.
Okay, so what would you say right now best describe your music coming out, or even that you put out?
I think the music that I put out, what can I say, best describes the music that I put out. It's all, I think it's just like soul touching music, like it's like, You gonna hear it. Every song got its purpose. You feel me? Every song got a reason and a meaning behind it. It's just what you gonna catch. And the music that I'm bringing out, it's all the same thing, but I'm just on the newer beats. Feel me?
Yeah,
I used to pick a lot of slow tempo beats, like a little griminess, I guess. But now I'm trying to incorporate a little faster beats, some more little melodic, a little catchy, kind of broaden my audience. You feel me? Instead of just the underground, I was listening so much underground. I make underground, so I'm trying to, like, that's why I'm studying music now, you feel me, like, new music, so I listen to artists, okay, that's hitting, what's hot right now, alright, that's what they like, let me incorporate that.
Because that's how you gotta, yeah.
It's a science behind it, it ain't just, I'm gonna make this and that's that, I mean, nowadays, everybody gonna have their lane and their audience because of the internet, but it's always best to try to tap into other worlds.
Damn, bro, that changed really being an artist. Like, for real, like, artists make art, you feel me? Any type of art, not just one set art.
I mean, you for sure gonna have the shit you master in that, but you should be able to touch all this, too. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I be trying to do. Yes.
Because, I could personally say, like, when I listen to your shit, you got another song, and you talk about... You talking about getting out of this and grinding, but you was like, I think you said something about the jungle...
You gotta think like
you gotta think like a king
if you wanna make it out the jungle.
Nigga.
Let's keep on going.
That shit it really hit me because at the end of the day, you know, a nigga from LA, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Different parts of LA, we all from LA, we all live. People think New York the only hustle and bustle. Out here it's hustle and bustle as well. Cause shit costs so much, you trying to do so much and getting from one spot to another really ain't that easy.
Exactly. That's really what it is. It's just like, I try to incorporate experiences, shit that everybody can relate to, shit that people go through. I try to make conscious music, I guess, not so much as party music.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm trying to do now, back to your first question, or the last question, and this question, the music I'm bringing out is to incorporate the newer party beats with the conscious music. And try to feed it at a certain dose, because sometimes I be putting too much of that shit and people get bored, or it's just too much, you feel me? So you gotta dose them off, like,
Of course.
You know, you gotta... You know, put some sugar in that medicine.
Yeah.
So that's all it is.
A little bit.
That's really what it is. So I've just been trying to figure out how to feed it to the people the proper way. Really.
What's your favorite song right now? Just in terms of it catch your ear and you see why that's what's popping.
Like the music that's out?
Music that's out.
Song I'm listening to right now. that's popular or just a song that I like?
Song that you like. It could be a popular song, but just new music, because I don't know a lot of new niggas like that.
Yeah, I've been banging this song, and it's not even like, I mean, it's an artist from the Bay, Capilo.
Capilo,
I'm banging this
okay.
song called, oh shit, it's a repetitive song, I'm not gonna lie, it's simple, but nigga, he playing with his voice in the hook, I mean, the beat is just retarded. I love the beat, I ain't gonna lie, it's just a hype song, but it's the gang of shit that we playing, like, everything got its reason, like, so it's a big ass world out there, so everybody gonna feed off certain energy, so I can't really try to, you know, explain one type of frequency or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
Like I said, people going, some people attract to more shit because everybody else on it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's true.
My brother put a Young Thug song, I don't even know the name of it, but I guess it's new.
But yeah. It's hard though.
It's cool. I'm liking it. They liking it. You feel me? Like, all right, yeah. It's cool. They played it from yesterday. I'm like, Then you start getting like, oh, this shit hard. You feel me? Then today you played it again. I'm like, oh yeah, this shit hard. And so it's my second time hearing it, but that's how shit stick.
Like, I know you got your own, basically, studio, but are you producing your own music, or do you like working with producers as well?
I like working with producers. I ain't made beats in a minute, so I just...
Okay.
I've been meeting a lot of people on Instagram. I ain't gonna lie, I use Instagram a lot to meet producers. A lot of niggas from the Bay. Shout out to my boy Keith. Shout out to Hudson Made It. Beats by HT. That's what I've been using, though. I've been fucking with them three a lot.
Okay.
The energy of somebody introducing it to you.
Shit. Hey, they say music is a frequency. Like, it's played off frequencies regardless, but...
vibration.
That shit hit you with something different, man.
And that's go back to, like... excuse me. That go back to, why I would try to make so much deep music or some shit you can relate to. Because I want people to feel it, but... you just gotta make what come, you feel me? Like, man, at times I just write whatever come to my mind, but... there will be times where I would try to... yeah, I'm about to get him with this. I'm about to get him. Like,
yeah,
it's like,
all right,
my nigga, just relax sometimes and just let the music come.
Yeah.
I be overthinking shit sometimes.
Okay. Like being on the court, you can do a cross, another cross, you cross them the first time when they get.
Like, oh, exactly. Just go with your plan. Don't try to get too fancy. So,
All right. So, like, you want your audience to get, just besides, you know, giving off the real music, but what type of vibe you want them to get?
For me personally?
Yeah.
The vibe I want them to hear from me is shit. You can do it. That's basically it. On some Nike shit. Just do it, motherfucker. At the end of the day, on the real, like, we can really do whatever we want if we put our mind to it. Like, it's, I mean, it may sound cliche, but it just gonna take time.
Yeah.
You really can't give up early. So my whole vibe is just stay dedicated, stay 10 toes down, and handle your business, and you'll be straight. You feel me? That's really what I'm about.
So when I listen to a lot of your music, I really catch the... you can do whatever, like, my nigga, you live in the hood, but you don't rap like it's all about the hood. And ain't nothing wrong with that genre.
Nah, that's because, all right, we surrounded, we live here. Why you want to keep hearing what the fuck we around all day? I'd rather hear some type of motivation or, like, all right, we can get the fuck up out of this shit. Or you feel me? Like put some type of positivity in the people, because we surrounded by negativity. We see negativity, we keep hearing negativity, we gonna think negativity. So motherfucker just trying to put some type of breaker in there, you feel me? Like, send some people the other way, at least.
What's success to you in this music?
Success in the music, to me, it would be just as long as I could get my message out to people. I ain't really worried about having the money or financial success, because I'm pretty sure I'd be straight. But as long as I can get my message out and I know my message is being heard, then I'll be straight. I'll be successful. That's really what I want. I just want shit to be heard. I ain't tripping on really getting paid for it.
Yeah, when you
that's gonna come with it, you feel me?
Yeah.
As long as I know my shit really, like, all right, my shit is spinning over here.
yeah.
And that's cool. Like, that's all I need, motherfuckers, to hear this shit. For real.
For real. Nah. They get away from enjoying the artist really give you some real shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, half the time, I know, like, everybody like the catchy shit. Ain't nothing wrong with that. The catchy shit, that's what's
that's
up.
Cool.
But at the same time, it's like, come on, you gotta get something from the shit you're listening to.
That too, but that's where the media come in.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
That's what's being fed, you feel me? Like, you gotta kind of search what you want now. That's the positive. I mean, that's the good thing about the internet.
Like, you get to reach
shit.
Out and,
you get to kind of find certain shit, but as far as what they putting in your face,
right?
It's gonna be shit that you don't really need. You feel me? But it is what it is. My lane.
So what you value more when you create a song? Is it the wordplay? Is it... I know it's all of that.
Yeah.
But what you value
more? What I try
more?
To focus on?
Yeah.
I think I focus on like the whole piece. But yeah, I focus on the whole piece, try to deliver, you know, full course meal.
Right.
At all points, like,
I mean, you LeBron with it.
Yeah, it's sometimes where I just, like, basically. But it's sometimes where I just fucking, I focus on just the lyrics. But it all depends on the music be writing itself, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes I really sit there, like, I'm gonna make this to this beat. Sometimes the beat make the song. Like, I just be chilling. Oh, boom, this hit me. All right, write that on there. The music be making itself. What it is.
Damn, bro, no, that's that damn near sound God-given. It is God-given, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
pull that shit out of you, bro. I'm like, oh, yeah, that belongs on there. So that's what it is.
Damn, bro, no, that's what's up. That's shit. I mean, we're supposed to be inspired by what we do. Like, it ain't even supposed to feel like work. You know what I mean? Like,
that part. That's why I feel I go wrong sometimes by trying to do too much or try to make myself, all right, do that, right. And I don't gotta be writing all day, 25-day, like.
Of course.
But I try to turn myself into a machine, like, I need to chill out and just let this shit flow like it usually do.
Nah, sometimes you put out as much content as you could, but then it's like, damn, does my content have content?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I get you. Yeah, you don't want to be putting out shit that's airless. Make sure it hit, gotta be heavy.
On some real shit, that's like, man, I appreciate you for allowing me to do it. I know we've been hit and miss with shit, but it's so hard. Yeah. Nigga, living this life as a person trying to...
Exactly. So that's square one. Gotta have a square one to be able to do square two at least, you feel me?
But that's what I get from your music too, though, bro.
Yeah.
Like, being so, like, inspirational and being so motivative, you feel me? Has that always been your personality?
Honestly, yeah. But it's not like it's something that I be trying to be. Sometimes I feel like I'm not even doing enough. So I'm like, damn, how am I telling people to do this shit? Or I'm still lacking, you feel me? So it's like, you know, but I think it's just been a role that I've been given as a child. Like, I had an older sister and a little brother. Oh, it's a female and a little boy. So I guess I kind of got it. Even you got to step it up a little bit. So
yeah.
I think that's where it came from. So I just try to, I don't know, just steer people the right way. I ain't about to... Like I said, bro, because I guess I would make music I want to hear. I get tired of hearing do this, do that, when a nigga have been through that, and I know what that's going to lead you to when you listen to that.
Yeah.
I mean, I still make it, because
it's of course.
Still in my life sometimes, but I'm going to try to make that my main priority is feed niggas this and that, but everybody got that side to them, so.
Nah.
I ain't sitting here saying I will never make a song that's going to be on some bullshit.
But.
Clear that up now.
Yeah.
Everybody live life, but. As far as that, you gotta handle business. If you're gonna play, make sure you handle the business. Let's just keep it at that.
You gotta pay to play, this money. And if you're not doing what you can to pay, you can't play.
Man, stop playing.
Stop playing with me.
Fuck around.
Like, for real. Damn, bro. Like, nah, that's. It's so much knowledge in that. Like, so, as an independent artist, you feel me? Like, how you liking this journey?
Oh, it's cool. I think I need to step it up, but I got a plan. So I've been trying to. I just want to map my shit out so I can stay consistent. Because I tried to step out, but it'd be an inconsistency. So I've been trying to just step back for now, get the background right, and then just be able to feed people content. So it's a hard journey. I ain't going to lie. People that's on it. But as long as you stay dedicated, you'll figure it out. Where's the will, it's away.
Hell yeah.
That's all
hell
it is.
That's shit. Yeah. Damn, bro. Like, nigga, that's some deep shit, though.
It's like, just the truth, like, yes. Like, I mean, I can't tell you, bro. I'm rolling with the punches. Like, I didn't expect to lose my studio. You feel me? But now they gotta, all right, let me work with this. Let me work with that. I'ma bounce back. And they just come with it.
Yeah. Players, who your top five right now?
Top
not
five
all
in the
time.
League right now?
Yep.
All right, I'm about to hit you with them players. All right, top five in the league right now. I for sure, everybody love Bron. That's for sure. I like Anthony Davis. I do like, I like that nigga Devin Booker. He be balling. I can't front.
Drop 71 in the game.
Yeah, that nigga be balling, bro. New players. I can't go. That's kind of like a classic. That's a cheat. Chris Paul, but that's. He kind of, I also want new players.
Yeah,
new
players. But if you like, shit, Chris Paul.
Chris Paul was hard. Yeah, like, Chris Paul was hard.
For real.
As far as I ain't really been watching ball as much as I used to, so I can't.
What if I thought some name? James Harden?
That's a given. Okay. Everybody, come on, bro. Everybody loves it. That's like saying Durant or some
shit. Yeah, okay, okay.
I'm trying to think of some niggas like, all right, you know.
Yeah.
But it's who is it? Jamal Murray. I think that nigga be balling.
The nigga for the Nuggets?
He's a light-skinned nigga with little curly hair. Like random people, I be liking underdog. I like underdogs, bro. Okay, I like niggas that got that line in their hearts. Jamal, hey, the Nuggets did have a number one seed last year too in the West. They got Jokic too. That big nigga be balling. Jokic, hey, he sick.
He threw them behind-the-back passes.
Like a white Anthony Davis type shit. Like, no lie, you feel me? That nigga ill. Okay, so you got
Jamal Murray, Devin Booker. Devin Booker is...
That nigga cold. Devin Booker cold.
He got that little... In that mid-range? The nigga still got a mid-range.
Hey, he can ball. He feel me? He nice, but... I don't know. It's a couple players. Like, I like more old-school ballers. I used to watch basketball as a fanatic a couple years ago.
Okay.
Now, I'll catch a game here and there. But like you said, nigga be living and shit.
Of course.
Doing this, doing that. I ain't really been watching, like...
No,
I know season about to come back, so I'll get back into it. Sure, I appreciate that. It's just growth, I guess, and me just trying to, like I said, stay motivated. Just I can't be talking about the shit if I ain't living it.
Everything.
That's like,
So look, this is the Occasional Hoopers. We do gotta get into some hoop shit.
For sure. Let's
so go. I gotta hit you with it. All right. Basketball team, what's your team?
Man, everybody be mad at me because I don't got no team. I got players. But
okay. No, that's solid.
I just like players, bro. Like, I like to see a good game. I ball. Don't get me fucked up. I ball like a motherfucker, but I just like players. Like, I like to watch a good game and a good team. I ain't got no favorite, though.
Okay. What you think the Lakers going to do this season?
They should be straight. I think the Lakers going to be good. They get to playoffs.
Okay. Yep.
I don't know if they're going to. They get to playoffs.
Man.
They can't. If they really want to make it work, they got a squad that can make it work. Just with them two niggas. You feel me? Just with them two niggas. They can really work around them. Like, but it all depends on how they want to be as far as chemistry.
Chemistry
really
is...
want to be a superstar. I mean, they better look at them old Lakers. They better watch them play.
Come on.
They had a whole bunch of stars, but they learned how to work together. Because at the end of the day, the team going to shine. You're going to get your shine for being on that team. Or you really want to be that nigga that fuck everything up.
Sometimes chemistry is like not just on the court, but shit. When you said your cousin, your homie was the engineer, and then your other homie was the cousin, nigga, that chemistry helped you put out.
On me, the niggas in the studio on some random shit. Everybody was just vibing, like, damn, this is wild. That's really what it is. I mean, chemistry is everything. You gotta be willing to drop that ego.
Yeah. Okay. Like, yeah. Most definitely.
Be willing to drop the ego.
Well, saying that shit, James Harden and Russell Westbrook play on the same team.
Oh, they back on the same team.
For the Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
Who you think gonna drop that ego?
I don't think Russell Westbrook is, but he got to. But James Harden here, that's his team. So that's gonna be tricky. I think that's gonna be tricky because they already butted heads. So
come on,
man. If these niggas really matured, they'll be able to make it work.
The team around them, I feel like you got to put players that can hit a three-pointer no matter what. P.J. Tucker really not a three-point shooter. P.J. Tucker, like, you know, a little...
30%.
Yeah, like,
it's
not
a hit or miss with him.
Come on now. And then you don't got Trevor Ariza no more. I don't know if they still got Gerald Green. He hit threes, but, you know, he like to create. You need somebody
to go
hit.
To get Westbrook?
CP. CP, man.
Damn.
And they ain't got... They still ain't got Luke and Bob Mute.
They needed him.
They team kind of scarce, bro. Like, I'm going to really keep it real.
Yeah, they tripping. They basically let go of all they role players just to get another star player.
Which really, in the end, like, if you ain't got nobody to pass the ball.
Exactly. It ain't
come on, dog.
It's a weak point.
It's really no point of them even. Because the West too deep, dog.
Yeah.
Like, even the Pelicans. Pelicans got Lonzo and Zion. I know you heard about that. The young cat Zion and
Zion Randolph. That's
Zion
Randolph.
No, Williams. Zion Williams.
Zion Williams. Whatever.
Yeah.
The nigga that fucking blew his shoe out.
Yeah, that nigga. But see, like, it's a lot of players out there, man. So the Rockets, I don't know, dog. They still got Gerald Green. They got Eric Gordon, but...
Gerald Green, Eric Gordon?
Yeah, they got off... Harden. Well, yeah.
Who they got in the paint?
In the paint, nigga, peep this. Tyson Chandler and Clint Capella.
They be straight. They be straight. Yeah. Just looking for... Who they backups? Capella and Chandler?
Shit.
Because they gonna be starting for sure together.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Capella, Chandler, Harden, Westbrook, and fucking, who else you say they got?
They got P.J. Tucker and Eric Gordon or Austin Rivers. And they got Gerald Green.
They might start P.J. Tucker. And they gonna put Eric Gordon on the bench.
Yeah, because they need something.
Yeah, they gonna leave him on the bench, you feel me?
Yeah, that team.
They gonna bring Eric Gordon and that nigga Austin Rivers all together.
Got to.
And network whatever league man they got.
Cause at that point, that team don't really. I feel like they gotta have a bench to maintain that lead.
Yeah,
and play defense.
Cause they too top heavy. Basically, they got too many stars. You feel me? They gotta balance that shit out. And Westbrook or Harden, they come off the bench, so they gotta figure that shit out.
Nigga, they gonna fight over the ball. At this point, for real. Shout outs to my nigga Most Wanted here today. You feel me? I appreciate it. We working. It's good work.
Appreciate you bringing me on to the podcast. You feel me?